6 in there, and that's a free touchdown for Deckerville with basically no time of possession there.
When you look at Deckerville's time of possession here so far, the longest drive they had on the night was actually their first drive, which resulted in a touchdown. They had the ball for 5 minutes and 23 seconds, covered 85 yards. Their next drive was 2 minutes and 2 seconds, covered 58 yards, and it resulted in a touchdown. And then we had their next drive in the second quarter ended at 6:23 with a touchdown, 3 minutes and 22 seconds, covering 47 yards. Their next drive, which actually resulted in a punt, 2 minutes 30 seconds. And then their last one was a touchdown, just 12 seconds carrying the ball.
Just keep in mind, outside of that first drive, they always had the ball already in Lawrence territory or at midfield. So where they started their drives was very crucial for Deckerville in this game, which is part of the reason why they haven't had the ball that long. And then they had a couple big plays that added quick touchdowns and gave the ball right back to Lawrence.
So when you take a look at this, we're going to come out with a running clock situation since the score is 38-0. Deckerville leading Lawrence at the half, so it's over 35. That threshold has been met, so it'll be a running clock until Lawrence can get that differential below 35, which means there's only stoppage for penalties, touchdowns, and timeouts. So the second half's going to go by quickly if things do not change for Lawrence. What do you expect? Is it just going to be another dominating second half for Deckerville?
I think the third quarter is going to come out and be a very quick one, because if I'm not mistaken, I think Deckerville won the toss and deferred to the second
half.
That
is correct,
they're going to
get
the ball first, which again is another plays right into the hand of Deckerville. They're going to try and put a methodical long drive together, try and burn some of that clock down. And then what you'll see, Clark, is it'll be interesting. If they come out and score on that drive, Deckerville does, you'll see a running clock the rest of the game. But you know what's going to happen next is some of the younger guys are going to get a chance to get in there and play. So a big-time scenario here is anytime you can get your reserves a good fourth quarter of play, that's you're going to want to do. And they may even end up giving a score up to Lawrence at some point. But you got to keep those starters healthy, as they look like they're a team that's going to compete for many weeks into the playoffs.
Well, we're going to when we return, we'll have your second half action here on the WLAW Sports Network. As Deckerville having their way through two quarters, they lead the Lawrence Tigers 38-0 on the WLAW Sports Network.
Hey, kids, it's back to school time.
Yeah!
Hey, parents, it's back to school time. Listen, everybody, it's time for back-to-school deals from Thumb Cellular.
Yowzers!
Now, through September 30th, Thumb Cellular has some great back-to-school deals. You can get 25 bonus gigs of data, a free $10 gift card for iTunes or Google Play, and great discounts on almost any phone. The Samsung J3, LG Fluid 2, and iPhone SE are free on a 2-year contract. Don't forget to check out their hot new phones like the Samsung Galaxy S8 and S8 Plus and the iPhone 7 and 7 Plus. Stop into any location of Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky and check out all the back-to-school deals they have to offer. Thumb Cellular is your place for back-to-school deals and fun. No wonder they're the talk of the Thumb.
Terms of service apply.
Back to school, a second vehicle, a winter work truck, whatever the need, you're sure to find it on the bargain lot at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring. They have a good selection of late model local trade-in vehicles, many priced under $10,000.
Like this 2007 Pontiac G6 with a 3.5-liter six-cylinder engine with six-speed automatic transmission with power windows, locks, and mirrors, and much more. Call 989-883-2100. Or see it on the bargain lot at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring.
If you're considering either new or additional grain handling facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operation. Whether you need a minor repair or site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MCN Nico grain dryers. They provide expert site design and millwright services. They maintain a huge inventory of replacement parts. Need a lift? DS Services has certified crane operators and three truck and all-terrain cranes ranging from 40 to 55-ton capacity with up to 185 feet of reach, suitable for maneuvering any job site. DS Services Crane Rental is the perfect choice for your truss job or any other lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 872-3318.
For over 30 years, a group of highly trained tire and car repairmen have been in battle against vehicles with mechanical problems. If you're having trouble with your motorized vehicle and you need help, call Kineth Tire, otherwise known as the K-Team.
Cars and trucks and SUVs, we fix them all, we guarantee. Tires and brakes, engine repair, K-Team will make a car go. Stop in today and get them all changed. Let the K-Team fix your car and make your day. Kineth Tire is second to none. We on the K-Team can't be outdone.
So if you need help with your vehicle, RV, camper, tractor, or ATV, whether it's tire or auto repair related, call Kineth Tire, otherwise known as the K-Team. Call 810-376-AUTO. Kineth Tire is located at 3680 Rangeline Road, Deckerville, Michigan.
For everything to do with hunting, visit Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Just look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom located on the east side of Bad Axe. Randy's Hunting Center has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists are there to get you shooting the same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds in all sizes. Randy's Hunting Center has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the new Ruger American Rifle and 450 Bushmaster. Randy's Hunting Center has over 100 variations of this bolt-action rifle. It is a legal alternative in a shotgun zone and is fully capable of 3-inch groups at 300 yards. And yes, it's legal for deer hunting in the lower Michigan shotgun zone. Don't miss the 25th annual used gun auction being held at the Woods and Water Weekend at the Emily City Fairgrounds on Sunday, September 10th, starting at 11 a.m. Over 125 rifles, shotguns, and pistols will be sold to the highest bidder. A complete auction list is available at randyshuntingcenter.com. It's all happening at the Woods and Water Weekend, Sunday, September 10th at the Emily City Fairgrounds.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best deal at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS.
And on to the second act. From Deckerville, Michigan, you're listening to the WLEW Sports Network. Deckerville leads the Lawrence Tigers 38-0. They found the end zone multiple times in that first half. They had a fumble which led into a touchdown, and then they had a pick six which led to a touchdown, and then the offensive production of Deckerville dominating so far tonight, as well as their defense giving up Lawrence just about 85 yards in that first half. Let's take a look at some scores around the area. At the end of the first quarter, Harbor Beach and Beaverton were tied at zero apiece at SVSU neutral game site there. Ubley and Cass City at the half in a tight one, 16-14 in Cass City. Cass City's had some long runs against Ubley so far tonight. Lakers and Sandusky, similar score, 16-14 for the home team. Lakers leading the Redskins by two. And then Vassar leading Brown City at the half, 13-8.
Yeah, Clark over here at eight-player football. North Huron was leading Owen Gage early in the first quarter, 16-0 last we heard. And at the half, Bay City All Saints leading CPS 22-6. And also at the half, Morris leads Mayville 16-6. Just keep in mind, the Ubley Bearcats lead Cass City 16-14. Good game over there and a crossover in the east and the west.
Had some great games tonight so far. You know, you have that Lakers, Sandusky, Cass City, Ubley, a lot of good games in the Greater Thumb Conference. Deckerville showing their dominance here tonight. And Beaverton's leading Harbor Beach 7-6 at the half. Thank you for our updates there as they slowly trickle in. 12 minutes are on the clock. Deckerville won the toss, elected to defer to the second half. And so they'll start with it, and it's a pooch kick out to about the 40-yard line, brought in with ease by Deckerville at the 40-yard line all the way out to the 46-yard line. And that was Isaac Kineth bringing that one in. and brought down by number 22, Landon Copeman, the wide receiver and sophomore for Lawrence. So Deckerville will start out at their own 46-yard line in the second half.
Side note, Clark, this will make you happy. Apparently Beaverton has a kicker.
Oh, no kidding. Yes, it is.
7-6. Has to be.
I knew I liked them.
I knew you did.
Uh-huh. So Deckerville with a 54-yard field to work with in front of them. Left to right across your radio. Beautiful night here in Deckerville. Low-hanging clouds. Looks like a bob.